Time now to talk a little bit of racing with Adam Pengilly. Good morning, mate.
Hey, Lars. Hey, TK.
Yeah, we're going well, mate. Corey Brown, confident about In Her Time after the Newcastle trial.
Yeah, it appears everything is back on track now, guys. She had a little trial at Newcastle there yesterday. Corey Brown made the flying visit up there to ride her in that barrier trial. She did everything right. She just went through her gears and then throttled down late. Her stablemate, El Dorado Dreaming, got the better of her in the last couple of strides. I don't think that was too much cause for concern. If you're a supporter of In Her Time, there's been so much conjecture about her spot in the racing landscape, as well as the Everest heading towards that race on October 13. It appears now that Chris Lees wants her to go to the Premier Stakes, their next run, and then 2 weeks into the Everest. So that Premier Stakes will be a bit of a mini Everest, obviously, with so many of the good horses heading towards that race. El Dorado Dreaming, not too sure exactly yet where she's going to go. I think Chris Lee's going to sit down this afternoon, the next 24 to 48 hours, and map out a path for her. There's a very good chance she'll head down to Melbourne for a race like the 1,000 Guineas Prelude. But, yeah, just good to see In Her Time's back on track and then heading towards the Everest.
Yeah, the significant thing there for me was El Dorado Dreaming. The two barrier trials have been absolute crackers, which have been significant. What about Jason Collett? His star continues to rise.
Yeah, he does, T. He's one of the quirks of the Sydney Jockeys ranks, but Jason hasn't been a rider that's managed to chalk up a Group 1 win yet. He's definitely a Group 1 class rider. He's been so great since he came over to Sydney from New Zealand a few years ago, and he's been knocking on the door for a fairly long time. I know there's a lot at stake in this race on the Golden Rose on the weekend, just given all the stallion permutations for a colt if they can win the race, but I don't reckon there's no one that's got more on the line than Jason Collett here. He's going to ride probably will start the favourite Graff, I would assume, come jump time on Saturday. Jason's such a nice guy. He's been such a great rider for a long period of time. There'll be a lot of people supporting him if he can get that Group 1 win and put it on his resume. I know Chris Lee's the trainer of Graff, has a lot of confidence in Jason. He's a Group 1 quality rider as he is, even if he doesn't have one on his resume at the moment. Just hoping for Jason's sake, he'll give him a nice ride in the race on the weekend. If he can talk off that Group 1, it'll be a huge achievement for him. He's such a nice guy, and he'll have a lot of people supporting him on the weekend.
Now, Darren Weir's found himself in a bit of trouble.
Yeah, strange case this one, Laurie, isn't it? Down in Victoria there. Racing Victoria stewards put out a release last night suggesting they've fined Darren Weir $5,000, which is quite a hefty fine for the incorrect identification of a few horses that are set at Ballarat trials going back last month, I think it was. So Darren Weir's stable staff sent through an email to the Ballarat Turf Club, obviously notified them of some of the horses they were intending to run in some jump outs down there. It turns out that seven of those horses were actually incorrect, and Racing Victoria frowned upon that sort of stuff. Obviously, the integrity of the game is so crucial to the sport. So a lot of those horses were identified incorrectly. Punters have got mixed up with what horses they are, and they're fined Darren Weir $5,000 as a result of that email.
Didn't Lee Friedman get suspended for substituting a horse in a barrier trial?
Oh, I'm not quite sure, TK. There was a case up here in Sydney.
He did. He did, by the way. If I trust my memory, and I do, I'm sure he got suspended for substituting a horse.
Well, you wouldn't be wrong.
And then we've got seven horses here being substituted.
Yeah, the most recent case in my memory, TK, was the Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott case up here going back a little while when they had those exhibition gallops leading up towards, was it the championships or something like that?
Yep. And she swapped too,
They claimed it was a bit of a mistake. The wrong horses were put in there by accident by stable staff. But, it's obviously stewards come down pretty hard on instances like this.
Of course it was an error. Well, there's lots of horses. They all look the same to me.
I wouldn't be able to tell them apart.
No.
Highbridge. What's happening with Highbridge?
Yeah, this was the one takeout for me, Laurie, from Warwick Farm yesterday. Obviously, an import in a Chris Wallyard, a former English hurdler. He won convincingly there at Warwick Farm yesterday. It took a while to go through his gears and had to wait for the run to be established. But when it did, he burst through the gap and won going away from him. I know it's only a low-grade benchmark, race at Warwick Farm on a Wednesday, but the stable's got a pretty high opinion of this horse. They're talking about Metropolitan maybe even taking them a lucky day pass and heading towards the Lexus Stakes to maybe try and qualify him for the Melbourne Cup. So he's a horse with plenty of potential, you suggest, just by watching him. The longer it gets, the better he'll get. So if he can force his way into the Metropolitan, now we know that a horse like Avilius is out of that race, he might come into calculations, and then who knows what's going to happen later in the spring down in Melbourne.
You're a champion, Adam. We thank you for that.
Thanks, guys.
And we're going to be talking Kosciuszko tomorrow morning. We're lucky enough to be broadcasting from the magnificent Scone Race Club and the local trainers that have done so well to get their horses into the Kosciuszko. Brett Kavanagh will be joining us. Rod Northam will be joining us. Paul Massara trying to get a start in that Kosciuszko as well. So from Thoroughbred Heaven tomorrow.
Looking forward to driving up there this afternoon, TK. Hopefully we're going to drive, mate. You always get the chopper.
They were the days.
What do you mean, though, with the days? Did you fly in a chopper? What, you and Friedman? You and Slats?
Oh, not
you. So when Daly starts, you just brush it. I know where I rank. I know where I rank.